December 13, 2012, Chairman Hawker is detained with other important issues, so I'm going to stand in for him as Vice Chairman. I'm going to do the roll call. Rep. Olson, are you here?
Yes, here.
Newman? Rep. Newman. Okay. Rep. Newman on the telephone. Rep. Thomas? Dugan, are you here?
I am.
That's good. Rep. Stoltz? Rep. Kawasaki? Rep. Kawasaki, are you here? Online?
Yes, this is Scott. I'm present.
Yeah, that's good.
Stoltz is in the building.
Right. Senator Hoffman? He's not here. Senator Menard, are you here?
Yes.
Senator Wagner? Are you on teleconference? Senator Wagner?
Yeah.
Okay. Senator French?
Here.
Senator Meyer? Just arrived. I think eight makes a quorum. So we are ready to go. We're going to try to keep this meeting fairly short today. There's a couple of minor issues that might have some questions. Most of the stuff's pretty routine, and we're going to try to be done by noon because there's some issues going on at lunchtime and then this afternoon. Today we'll consider the RPLs that have been submitted by the OMB for approval. Additionally, we'll be holding an executive session, at which time the legislative auditor will be presenting two audits scheduled for final release and two audits scheduled for preliminary release. First order of business, approval of the minutes of the October 16th meeting. Rep. Olson, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the minutes from the LBNA meeting of October 16th, 2012 be approved as presented.
Seeing no objection, we'll ask the we'll approve the meetings or the minutes. The next item will be a review of the RPL submitted by OMB. And do we have David Teal, Director of Ledge Finance, online?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. We've got the RPL 023-0042, Department of Administration, for $896,500, Federal Operating Budgets, RPL 053-6014, Department of Education and Early Development, for $510,000, Federal Operating Funds, RPL 11-30338, Department of Fish and Game. Request is for $2,500,000 statutory designated program receipts. I think that's the issue here. We'll probably look at having a discussion on there and scaling that back. And there's an issue here dealing with, in my opinion, the preview of the Finance Committee. So we'll take that up at the proper time. Then RPL 063-0098, Department of Health and Social Services, $10,800,000 in federal capital funds. Seeing other questions, concerns on the RPLs, I'd like to entertain a motion for the approval of the RPLs. Yeah, let's back up for a minute. Mr. Teal, maybe just briefly on the first two, give the committee a brief explanation of what we are, and then we'll go into more detail on the third one, and then I'll have you finish up on the fourth one.
Okay, RPL?
0042.
0042 is the Commercial Driver's License Program in the Department of Administration, requesting $896,500 of federal receipts, authority to accept a grant from the Federal Motor Safety Carrier, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, and they want to buy some equipment to allow them to issue electronic citations and to resolve some programming errors and also provide training to examiners. We don't have any problem with this RPL.
Next item.
05-3-6014 is from the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education in the Department of Education and Early Development, and they're requesting $510,000 of federal receipt authority to spend a college access challenge grant that's been in place since FY09. And the purpose of that grant is to increase the number of low-income students prepared to enter and succeed in post-secondary institutions or education. And they'll do this by placing recent college graduates in high schools as mentors. The authorization is needed because it was a multi-year grant and wasn't fully implemented in the early years. So the current choice is either to increase FY13 spending or let the money lapse. And the intent is to spend about $2.4 million on the program in FY13.
Okay, thank you. And then the fish and game one, if you could explain that, and then as it's presented, and then the chairman's recommendation that it be reduced.
Okay, 11-3-0338 is Division of Comfish in Fish and Game requesting $2.5 million of SDPR, Statutory Designated Program Receipts, so that they can accept contributions from fish processors to implement an FY13 capital project. And that capital project is a long-term research project designed to support management decisions relating to hatchery production. The legislature funded the project with $3.5 million of general funds, and this RPL would allow the department to collect about $500,000 from the processors in each of the next 5 years. So other than the potential to reduce that amount for FY13 and then ask the legislature for full future authorization, we don't have any technical problems, and we don't have a particular problem because it is a capital RPL with putting in the full $2 million or $2.5 million because the legislature already considered that potential when they approved the project.
And the reason I think we should take a look at bringing it down to 500,000, which brings us into 2013, leaves the finance committee in a position to review the whole issue and decide how they want to handle it. And also, it helps get the finance committees, because we've got new structures coming in both the House and Senate, gives them the opportunity then to come up to speed on more of the intricacies of all the moving parts, so they get a fuller view of the expenditures around the state. And Senator Meyer, do you think that's a reasonable?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead. Senator Wagner.
Yeah, you know, when we had the subcommittee discussion on this, Lyman and I and Donnie Olson were pretty outspoken to the department on what we wanted to see done. One of the things they're supposed to do is in January, they're supposed to bring forth to the legislature a plan for this five-year program. As far as I know, they haven't even got a five-year program yet, so I don't see giving them $2.5 million at this time being a very smart thing for legislature to do. This is going to continue. This is going to have continuous legislative oversight, because I'm sure you remember. I know I remember very well the Division of Fish and Game at one time, that Habitat Division, that really made a big boondoggle out of building hatcheries and operating hatcheries throughout the state of Alaska. So I think the last thing we need to do is see the department go down that trail again. I'd much rather see something in a plan presented to the legislature involving the local aquaculture associations who are set up to do fish hatchery work. And as a matter of fact, the aquaculture association here in my district has taken over at least two of the old fish hatcheries that were built by the state, and they did a terrible job of running that program.
Thank you, Senator. Let's have Ben Mulligan from the Department of Fish and Game, if he has any comments, come forward and Kevin Brooks, you online?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'm here.
Kevin, do you have any comments before we make this adjustment?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I would only echo one comment that Mr. Thiel made. And we came forward with the full $2.5 million on this project because it was discussed during the last session. legislature did take action on the GF part, and we knew at the time we were working with the processors on their contribution and how that was going to come forth. So it wasn't new. Normally we would come in for a single year, but it wasn't a new concept. With regard to some of the other comments, this is unrelated. We do have a five-year proposal coming forth on Chinook fisheries statewide, and that will be something that I'm sure there's going to be a lot of discussion during the upcoming session. But this is something that's totally different. It's an effort that is being undertaken in conjunction with the PMP operators, the private nonprofit operators that are running state-built hatcheries. And so this is a collaborative effort with them and with the processors, and not to be confused with other Chinook initiatives and work that we're doing.
Thank you. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we have Mr. Brooks online here, maybe he could update me and the committee. It seems like 4 or 5 years ago we made a fairly large appropriation in the capital budget for two hatcheries. And the one in Anchorage, I believe, is up and running, but I lost track of the one in Fairbanks.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Senator Meyer, those are our two sport fish hatcheries. They are state-run and operated hatcheries. They're both up and running now, Anchorage and Fairbanks, and producing fish.
Including the one in Fairbanks?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Do we have any other comments from the committee members? I think it's a good idea that we with the new membership of the Finance Committee, that we have as many of these issues come forward to the full Finance Committee so they're up to speed on what's going on. And they're going to be, it's going to be overwhelming for the first few months with all the different issues around the state until they get snapped in. Next item, RPL ending in 98, Mr. Teal.
That RPL is from the Department of Health and Social Services. It is for $10.8 million of federal receipt authority to add to an FY12 capital project to implement a case management system for senior and disability services. And that will tie into the Medicaid eligibility system that the committee addressed in October, as well as into databases for other services provided by the department. And the required GF match of $1.35 million has already been appropriated. This RPL was submitted, I think, in September and withdrawn because the federal funding hadn't been secured at that time. The federal funding is now secured, so we see no problems with the RPL.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no questions. At this time, Rep. Olson, can you make a series of five motions, and we'll do them all at once, please?
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the committee approve the following RPLs: RPL 02300042, Department of Administration, $896,500, Federal Receipt Authorization; RPL 0536014, Department of Education, Early Development, $510,000, Federal Receipt Authorization, Operating; RPL 1130338, Department of Fish and Game, $500,000, Statutory Designated Program Receipt Authorization; and RPL 0630098, Department of Health and Social Services, $10,800,000, Federal Receipt Authorization Capital.
Hearing no objections, we'll go ahead and approve the previous five RPLs. Next up, audits. And we have a motion to move into executive session for the purpose of discussing confidential audits, and I would like to have the incoming chairwoman and her designated staff person stay with us. Let's process Rep. Olson, please.
And Mr. Chair, I move that the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for purposes of discussing confidential audit reports under AS 2420301.
Okay. Seeing no objections, we'll stand at ease while we go into executive session. At ease.
Recording started.
We'll come back to order. I got to run down the list here. Just sound off if you're here.
Rep Olson, here. Dugan?
Yep.
Rep Kawasaki, still on the phone?
Yep, present.
Okay. Senator Menard?
Here.
Senator Wagner?
Yep.
Senator French?
Here.
Senator Meyer?
Here.
And Stedman. So we still got our quorum. Thank everybody for staying. We're just going to be a few more minutes. May we have a motion to release the preliminary audits to the agencies, Rep. Olson, please.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee release the following confidential audit reports to the appropriate agencies for comment. Board of Marine Pilots, Sunset Review, Department of Administration, Office of Public Advocacy, Select Issues.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move those out. Next motion, please.
Mr. Chair, I move that the committee release the following confidential audits to the public. Board of Public Accountancy, Sunset Review. State Medical Board, Sunset Review.
Okay, we have a motion to release these to the public. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll release them. Any other business to come before the committee or go to the order?
Chairman.
Rep. Dugan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to say that I've been on this committee for all 6 years that I was in the legislature. And I can't tell you that every session I enjoy, because that would be a lie. But by and large, I think that this committee does good work in often difficult circumstances. So I had a lot of fun doing this, and I just wanted to thank the members for that.
And I also have been here for, I think, 6 or 8 years. I can't remember. And we have full confidence in the new incoming chairman. She's got a list of duties that she's already working on, so that's good. And we expect to have all the resolutions done in the first year, so she can relax the second year.
I think it'll be alphabetized.
But we do have, on a serious note, we do have one more meeting. The final meeting of the 27th Legislative LB&A Committee will be on January 14th. 2013 at 3 p.m. in Juneau. So that's a standard procedure that we fire up right before the session to wrap things up for the finance committees to take over. And that concludes the meeting today. We are adjourned, and thank everybody for coming. We are adjourned.